Wang Sports and the Wang Sports Network Full On presents the Hillbilly Football Conference Bozo's Pep Pills Wildcard Game. From beautiful Los Angeles, California, it's the Tampa Gator Bait against the L.A. Tan, brought to you by Bozo's Pep Pills. Grab a handful of Bozo. Nothing more need be said. This is Jack Igagner along with Larry McKinney and Brett Morrison here from Muckley Field in Los Angeles, California, as the red-hot Tampa Gator Bait come in here. They've won 9 straight coming into their playoff game here. And this will be, Brett Morrison and Larry McKinney, this will be the similar to the original playoff game these two teams played.
Yeah, they played each other for the very first time, Jack, in 2012, and here they are again.
Only the game was held in Tampa. Larry McKinney alongside Brett Morrison as well. As the Tampa Gator Bait will get ready to kick off, going right to left here on your radio dial. Bringing the ball back for the L.A. Tan would be Dog, but he's going to kneel in the end zone, and that's the touchback.
Well, that Westcott Cork back there, Jack, returning the football.
So Westcott Cork replaces Antoine Dog as the return man. L.A. coming out with Hunter Hu. 48 touchdown passes during the regular season, only 7 interceptions. Lining up behind him is Thornton Clueless. 3 wide receivers in tight on the near side. In this 2015 playoff game, here's the give to Thornton Clueless to the 25-26 yard line.
I think Tampa's going to have to play over their head on the defensive side of the football today, Jack.
And I want to just, you know, clear the air that the last time we saw you, Larry, you were, you know, you were getting your ass kicked by Brett.
Wasn't getting my ass kicked, no.
I don't want to get into it, but...
No, all right, you're right. I don't want to back the pass and give me the ball in delay there to Thornton Clueless as Hunter Hood to the 29-yard line. Clueless is brought down there by Tony Enchilada.
And again, he's running in behind that good offensive line there with Disease and Cad Beanheap there on the right side as well.
Third down and 2 for the L.A. Tan. Coming out now with the split back on offense. They have 2 wide receivers. 4 down linemen for Tampa. The ball at the 29-yard line. Third down and 2. 4:24 to go in the first quarter. Just underway. Running right on a pitch is Thornton Clueless. Just gets the first down across that 30-yard line as T.J. Bunn applauds on the sideline.
That's great, great blocking there on that side by the L.A. Tan. Clearing it out there for Thornton Clueless. Yeah, they're going to have to do that as well. They're going to run that sweep. They've got to run it successfully, too, and you don't see it happen too many times.
2 wide receivers on the near side. Here's the given. Running to the far side. There goes Thornton Clueless across the 35 to the 48 to the 38-yard line. With 17 rushing yards so far and 4 carries.
And one of the best defensive backs in the league there, Terry Galagouy, coming in and making the tackle there for the free safety position. Yeah, Terry Galagouy, I'll give you that one, Brett. He's very, very good in there.
Second down and 2 for the L.A. Tan. The ball around the 29-yard line. Or excuse me, the 39-yard line. Is the give to Clueless as he runs across the 40, and he's got another first down there, 41-yard line. So the L.A. Tan offensive line doing a job right, left, right up the gut there as Thornton Clueless finds all kinds of running room.
Yeah, my old buddy Deacon Beacon making a tackle on that. Deacon got hurt in last week, final game of the season. Last week, so good to see him back in there.
First down and 10, about at the 42-yard line. 2 wide receivers to the near side, 1 to the far side. They got an offset eye formation to the right side. Play fake by Hunter Hu. He's standing at the 36. He throws to the near sideline, completes the pass at the 49-yard line in Tampa territory to Antoine Dog, number 83, close to a first down.
And there's Heauga coming up on the tackle on that play, but he's playing well off there with Antoine Dog. And I'm just going to be clear that I didn't get my ass kicked.
All right, I'm sorry. I had to use some term, but you got your ass handled. Here is a give down to Thornton Clueless across the 45-yard line, down to the 43-yard line. Thornton Clueless is finding running room in spades down there for the L.A. Tan. Tackle made there by the middle linebacker, Reggie Knightsoil, number 1 tackler on the Tampa Gator Bait.
And I don't think I kicked your ass. I manhandled you. Well, he just said I got handled, man. That's it.
Hold on. Back to pass is Hunter Hu standing at his own at the 49-yard line, completing the pass down to the 19-yard. Would you guys shut up, okay?
You're the one that said that I got handled like someone fondled it.
No, I didn't. I'm sorry it ever happened.
God damn.
All right, sorry, but I'm trying to call a fucking ball. Excuse me, folks. First and 10. The ball is at the 19-yard line. The L.A. Tan. The Tampa Gator Bait, L.A. driving here. Back to pass with 3 wide receivers tight on this near side. All kinds of room thrown over the middle. Completes the pass at the 17-yard line. Not much of a pickup there. Again, the pass completed this time to Westcott Cork. And it was Handbag coming in and making the tackle.
Westcott Cork becoming a very favorite target there of Hunter Hu. He and Antoine Dog. And
He's going to be going to him a lot today.
Second down and six. The ball at the 15-yard line. In motion to the near side in tight. There goes Antoine Dogg. In the backfield there is the offset I formation with Thorson Clueless at the top of it. Here's the give to Clueless. He runs right. He's got a first down down to the 6-yard line. And finally coming in and submarining on that play is Handbag.
And you're right about submarining there, Jack, because what Handbag had to do is avoid the block coming zeroing in on him. And he had to get under that block and still get to Clueless.
And that brings up a first and goal to go at the 7-yard line. L.A. hadn't been slowed down yet in this drive. Are there any I formation? Two wide receivers to the near to the far side. A minute 47 to go here in the first quarter of this Bozo's Pep Pills wildcard game for 2015. Back to pass. It's Hunter Hu. He's looking downfield. He's looking to the end zone. He's looking all over the place. Batted down in the near side of the end zone by number 58. That's Deacon Beacon.
As Larry mentioned, Deacon Beacon was injured last week and was out of much of that ball game. Final game of the season against Utah. But Deacon Beacon back in it, and he's making some plays.
Gonna have to make more plays. L.A. down there with a second to go to the 8-yard line. Three wide receiver to the far side in tight. Here's the give to Thornton, Clueless to the 7-yard line. And again, it's Deacon Beacon, another tackle. Boy, Beacon's all over the place. Would they give him some kind of magic vitamins or something?
Well, I know the Deacon had gone out. He'd had a sprained pectoral muscle or a sprained defibula. Not a defibula. Well, whatever they call it. And he's back in stronger than ever.
8-yard line, back to pass. It's Hunter Hu. He's got all kinds of time. Throws to the far sideline. Complete in for the touchdown. Westcott Cork as he put the move there on the defensive back there on the left side of the play. Now it's Kennerly Slutvey. Excuse me, folks. I'm not familiar with this team because I don't cover them during a regular season. Of course, I'm not familiar with the Lions either. I do cover them.
Yeah, you got the Lions. You called a bunch of bad ones in the Lions. Yeah,
don't worry about it, McKinney. You know,
you guys talking about me getting fondled.
Nobody said you got fondled. I said handled, and I shouldn't have said that.
Well, look, Larry, let's not.
Okay, it's all right. Just so everyone know, you can put your hand down atwixt the leg.
No, atwixt the leg. Here's the extra point. It's good. And it is Kennerly Slutvey with the touchdown pass as he caught it near the far sideline, then turned the ball in around Uga and scores. 7-yard touchdown pass. L.A. 7, Tampa nothing here in the Bozo Pep Pill wildcard game.
Bozo Pep Pill is proud to present the 2015 wildcard game here on behalf of Bozo Pep Pill here in the Hillbilly Football Conference. Here's Jan Eager.
Hi, Chad Eager here. Very proud to bring you the 2015 wildcard game, and we'll be bringing all of the games. So why don't you do it? Why don't you do it? You know you've got to do it. You know that you've been putting it off long enough. You might as well go ahead and jump in with both feet. Grab a handful of Bozo, shove it in your mouth, and watch everything just go whee! That's what we say at Bozo's Pep Pills.
Gentlemen, handful, you got to grab a handful. Get your handful there. Get a grab a handful of Bozo.
Grab a handful of Bozo. Nothing more need be said.
This is Jack I. Gagner. I don't need too much get up and go. I already got enough. But if I did, I'd be grabbing Bozo, a handful of it, right into the yep, and off I go, man. It's as simple as that.
Well, wow, you're looking nervous.
I'm not looking nervous. Well, maybe I took a couple. Should I?
God damn, he's all jacked up. Bozo's Pep Pills, I like them. Even if they jack up a little too much.
Nothing like jacking up Jack.
Bozo Pep Pill, go ahead, get them now.
Wang Radio Sports and the Wang Radio Sports Network Full On presents... The Hillbilly Football Conference Wild Card Game from Monk Me Field in Los Angeles. It's brought to you by Bozo's Pep Pills. Bozo's Pep Pills. A handful of Bozo is all that need be. Bozo!
LA 10 with a touchdown pass from Hunter Hu there to the very quick... Kennerly Slutvey, it is a touchdown, 7-0 L.A. here with a minute 17 to go in the first quarter as L.A. drove the length of the field. No problem at all, folks. We didn't see really much evidence of any kind of a Tampa defense that was set up to stop them on that drive. Bringing the ball out close to the 30-yard line on the return there for Tampa is number 84, Kevin DeShmoy. Brings the ball out to the 32-yard line, and that's where Tampa's going to put it into play. The Tampa Gator Bater, led by Phil Gazzuga. He had 35 touchdown passes this season, 17 interceptions. They come out with two tight ends, two wide receivers to the far side as they go right to left. The tight end, Boot Peterby, in motion over to the far side. Single back, back to pass. There is Phil Gazzuga, completes the pass to the 35-yard line, down to the 39-yard line, and that is Kevin DeShmoe.
And coming to the tackle there, Jack, is Feature Stevens for the L.A. 10. And big game against Tampa. Last time they played, L.A. beat them 49-20. Feature Stevens with two interceptions.
Yeah, Feature Stevens returned one of those for a touchdown.
Second down and four, the ball at the 38-yard line. They are in a shotgun formation of the Tampa Gator Bait, going right to left, as I mentioned, throwing the ball over the middle. There is Gazzuga, completes the pass to the 45-yard line. And that is wide receiver Dern. Number 85, I don't think we called his number before. It's a first down for the Tampa Gator Bait now, as they are moving the ball rather handsomely here against the L.A. Tan. 46-yard line coming out with an I formation tight end on the near side here. Two wide receivers, Ellie with four down linemen. Phil Gazzuga, the quarterback. The running back, of course, is Tony Phonebone. Phonebone, not one of the leading running backs. Here's a pass to the near sideline, incomplete, as the ball sailed over the head of Anthony Sockmaker, and Feature Stevens was there as well.
Looked like the ball might have been thrown behind him, Jack, as he turned and went to the interior area and tried to go back outside, but forget it.
Second down and 10, the ball at the 50-yard line. Three wide receivers split to the far side, one to the near side, three down linemen for L.A. right now. 27 seconds left in the first quarter. Gazzuga looking to throw the ball. He throws deep down the far sideline. It is caught at the 20-yard line by Kevin DeSmoe, working against Goat Hug over there.
L.A.'s defensive secondary exposed there. They got one-on-one against Goat Hug. He's not going to stay with Kevin DeSmoe.
That's a 35-yard pickup. The ball at the 21-yard line. First down for Tampa in tight. Coming this side, I should say, Kevin DeSmoe. Two wide receiver to the near side, a single back. Ellie with four down linemen to give there to the running back, Tony Phonebone, down to the 17, across the 15, down to the 13-yard line. There's the end of the first quarter. L.A. 7, Tampa nothing here in his Hillbilly Football Conference Bozo's Pep Pills wildcard game.
Have you ever thought, boy, do I need some pickup? Real pickup. You go out and you tell your wife, I'll be back in a second. And she says, where are you going? You say, I'm needing some pickup. And immediately she hits you with a frying pan or a rolling pin or something like that. Well, it's happened to me several times. I had a fractured skull when my wife tried to drive the car over top of me when I said, I'm going out to get some pickup. Well, I wasn't talking about a woman. I was talking about Bozo's Pep Pills.
Bozo's Pep Pills! Don't be misunderstood. Get a handful of Bozo. Nothing more need be said.
No explanation is necessary.
Hi, Chad Eager here. We've had so many guys and gals getting into trouble when they say they need to get a handful of Bozo or go out and get some pickup. We don't want any misunderstanding. We're a family company. We're owned and operated by me, Chad Eager. I don't have a family. I did have a wife. I may have a kid somewhere. Do I feel bad about that? Of course I do. And I search high and low to make sure that my blood is the proper... Well, I'm probably talking too much now, aren't I?
Bozo Pimples make you talk too much.
Don't talk too much. Just go ahead and get a handful of Bozo. Pop it in and feel better. But if you're Chad, you ought to keep it zipped. Huh, Chad?
I heard that one.
God, I think he's having trouble breathing.
Bozo's Pep Pills. When you need pickup, make it clear I'm going out for a Bozo.
Doesn't mean she still won't hit you with a rolling pin. She'll probably think you're trying to make it with a clown.
Well, if she points that out.
Yeah, tell her, joke's on you. I married one.
Bozo's Pep Pills. Try them.
You see how Tampa uses the run sparingly. We're back here in the second quarter here of the Bozo's Pep Pills wildcard gain. Only 885 yards for Tony Phonebone running the ball during the regular season. Here's the gift of Tony Phonebone across the 15. He gets down to the 10, down to the 6-yard line.
Well, that's a deceptive thing about the Tampa Gator Bay. You don't think they're going to run the ball as much as they do. Yeah, look at Tony Phonebone running around left side there. Very, very nice play. Have Bob Cabbage over there, Gus Cuss, Boot Peterby, coming around the left side there, even made Feature Stevens miss, found the Calvin Rott good, got him.
First down and goal, a ball at the 6-yard line for the Tampa Gator Bait, running on a sweep to the right side, cut down in the backfield for a loss at the 10-yard line. Is Tony Phonebone, as Torrey Hamhack came in and made the big, big stop there.
Torrey Hamhack, a phenomenal cornerback, probably going to be all league this year once they get the selections settled in.
By the way, the postseason awards will be announced next week. Back to pass. Here's the throw there by Gazzuga. It is a touchdown in the far corner of the end zone to Anthony Sockmaier. Nobody around the guy.
Well, I'll say, man, they had a defense going the other way.
Well, Feature Stevens went to the interior there looking at Boot Peterby as well as the running back, Tony Phonebone, and nobody was covering Anthony Sockmaier. Nobody. He just turned left into the far corner of the end zone. Touchdown.
So Tampa's going to tie this one up here with the extra point. There it is. It's good by Pissant. It's Tampa 7, L.A. 7 here in the second quarter of this 2015 Bozo's Pep Pills wildcard game.
Bozo, Bozo, Bozo.
Many people like to say that Bozo is a clown. Bozo's Pep Pills.
Bozo's Pep Pills. Bozo's Pep Pills. Bozo's Pep Pills. Bozo all the way. I like Bozo. I hope you do, cause it feels okay. Hey, Bozo's Pep Pills. Bozo's Pep Pills. Bozo all the way. Have yourself a Bozo. You will feel okay.
Hi, Chad Eager here. That's a little number that I wrote for you and your family when you take a Bozo Pep Pill, because we all need a little bit of pick-me-up. You can spend hundreds of thousands, maybe even millions of dollars at Starbucks every day. I don't know how much money you guys spend, but I can tell you that Bozo's Pep Pills is far superior than any kind of swill, I'll say it, you'll get at Starbucks. I'm Jack Igagdor. Would I go near Starbucks when I know I got Bozo on my side? F no.
Bozo's Pep Pills, Bozo all the way. Pop some Bozo Pep Pill and you'll feel okay.
Bozo's Pep Pills, a proud sponsor of the 2015 Hillbilly Football Conference wildcard game.
Could that tag be any longer? Fuck.
You're still on the air.
Oh, sorry.
Touchdown pass there by Phil Gazzuga to Anthony Sockmeyer, tied up 7-7. And looking at the stats, Brett and Larry, Gazzuga threw 17 interceptions this past season, so we know that he's a bit susceptible there. He's going to have to keep his eye on the defense.
And that's the one difference, 10 more interceptions than Hunter Hu threw. That ain't no good, man. No good at all.
Here's the kickoff by Pitsant. Taken there by Westcott to the 25, down to the 30-yard line. Westcott Cork. And he's upended down there by number 85, Dern, at the 29-yard line. Yiddley Dern, 6'2", 186 pounds from Florida State.
Yeah, Yiddley Dern's having a good ball game. Got himself a reception, tackle there.
And it is a first and 10 for the L.A. 10 out at the 29-yard line. About 4 minutes left here in the second quarter. Here is a pass going to score. It's number 83 for the L.A. 10, Antoine Dogg.
Right down the far sideline. Nobody there. And talk about fooling the defense, man. That beats all. And Jack, it was the play fake that sucked in the defense on that left side of the defense. Everybody going after the running back. Thornton clueless. Nobody saw Antoine Dogg touch that L.A.
Great play fake. Here's the extra point up and good, and L.A. goes back out into the lead here, 14-7 over the Tampa Gator Bait on the touchdown pass to Antoine Dogg. That's two touchdown passes. We were still counting him in the postseason. He'd have 50 touchdown passes with Hunter Hu. This is the Bozo's Pep Pills wildcard game, L.A. 14, Tampa 7. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Charles Corral. No, not really. My name is actor Wilbur Brussel, and I play Charles Corral in a one-man show that is touring the United States right now at small dinner theaters. I hope you come out and see it. I've been hired to pretend I'm Charles Corral to endorse Bozo's Pep Pills. Now, I don't think Charles Corral necessarily would endorse Bozo's Pep Pills, but he sure looked like he needed them, didn't he, on that Sunday morning show.
Chad Eager here for Bozo's Pep Pills. We'd like to think that all of the great people of history, both large and small, insignificant and great, broadcaster and non-broadcaster, would be taking Bozo's Pep Pills. It gives you energy, helps you think clearer. I think it would make the world a much, much better place if everyone grabbed a handful of Bozo. Nothing more needs to be said. Get a handful of Bozo today.
The Charlie for Bozo Pep Pills. Get a handful. Get it.
Kicking the ball off the L.A. 10 here in the second quarter after the touchdown pass to Antoine Dogg. And I'm telling you, that was an explosive, explosive touchdown pass. Caught me unaware. As a matter of fact, I was looking for some statistics, or I was trying to get a bite of a hot dog or some bull crap. Here comes the return man for the Tampa Gator Bay, Kevin DeShmoe, bringing the ball up to around the 26-yard line.
Well, it did kind of happen with not a whole lot of fanfare, just the play fake and bang.
You don't often see a pro defense get sucked in like that, but everybody's looking around on that play.
Three wide receivers to the near side as the Tampa Gator Bay go left to right. The ball at the 26-yard line. Back to pass is Phil Gazzuga. Gazzuga looking downfield. Gazzuga throwing here to the near sideline to the 40 to 45-yard line. Pass is complete over there, and a first down to Anthony Sockmaker.
Anthony Sockmaker put up a good move there on Feature Stevens as he went downfield and made a turn to the right. And there's also a really good protection on that play.
Excellent point, Larry.
Thank you. After seeing I got fondled, you know.
Why don't
you
just let it go, will you? Back to pass. And Gazzuga hit in the backfield there. Hit in the backfield by number 45, Myrick Lourdes. As he hit Gazzuga on that safety blitz from the blind side, the ball is dropping incomplete. Second down and 10, the ball at the 45-yard line in Tampa territory, offset eye formation. Two wide receiver to the high side, one wide receiver to the low side. L.A. showing blitz here on the near side. Long count by Gazzuga. Here comes the blitz at the corner. It's the linebacker blitzing. Down goes Gazzuga at the 44-yard line, just like that.
Isaac Sapp coming in there from the left side linebacker position and cutting Gazzuga down.
I mean, if you see that linebacker getting ready to come, Larry. You played the quarterback.
Well, you see that linebacker getting ready to come, man. You either get yourself somebody to throw the ball to or take off running.
Two wide receiver to the near side. We've got a single back down here. The tight end splitting out wide to the left side. That's Boot Peterby stepping up in the pocket, looking to throw the ball, and then down he goes. Big sack back at the 40-yard line of Boot Peterby by Rod Barfo, the defensive tackle.
Rod Barfo getting the play there. Free agent acquisition of the L.A. Tan in midseason.
Yeah, Rod Barfo fought off a couple of blocks. Everybody was behind the play. I guess Gazuga thought he had all day.
In to punt the ball now is Fuckler, Jed Fuckler. And the ball is at the 40-yard line. He'll be kicking it from the 25, and it just shanks right off his foot and out of bounds. Horrible punt. Horrible punt. L.A. is going to have some fantastic field position inside. Well, right on the 50-yard line when we come back. It's the L.A. Tan 14, Tampa 7 here on the Bozo's Pet Bills wildcard game.
Yeah! Hi, Chad Eager. I'm not really one of the undead, but if I was, I'd be taking Bozo's Pet Pills.
Well, that's a great idea, Chad. I wonder why the zombie don't think about it.
Well, maybe it's because the zombie's not around.
Zombies aren't around.
Well, let's face it, it's a fantasy world. But even in a fantasy world, you got to get some get up and go. Get a handful of Bozo.
Say that to a zombie, he's liable to take a bite out of you. Maybe bite your head off, something like that, you know?
Bozo's Pet Pills, I know they keep me going.
They keep you a-going?
Chad Eager here for Bozo's Pet Pills. What do you think, Charlie?
I think Bozo's Pet Pills is really good, but if you get a zombie.
Bozo's Pet Pills, even zombies like them. Wow, I'm scared. What is that? Where are you guys? Come on, quit fucking around.
Quit fucking around! Quit fucking around!
Bozo!
Hello, my name is Booley Hart. I am the commissioner of the Hillbilly Football Conference. Thank you for your support of your local teams in the Hillbilly Football Conference, and we hope you're enjoying today's Bozo's Pet Pills wildcard game from Monkey Field in Los Angeles. I will be back among you soon, but I am journeying now. I am traveling to star systems that are not necessarily in the physical universe, but are a part of an extra-dimensional
Bozo!
First down for the L.A. Tan. Ball at the 50-yard line. 3 minutes to go here in the second quarter. And an I formation back is Hunter Hoos standing at his own 45. All kinds of time in the world. He's throwing the ball to the far sideline. And it is batted down over there by Uga, the pass intended for Antoine Dogg.
Antoine Dogg was attempting to head down the sideline, maybe on a similar route to the one that he scored the touchdown on, but Uga was not fooled. Then he turned around to come back to the ball, and Uga could have picked that ball up.
Second down and 10, the ball at the midfield stripe. Two wide receivers. Back to pass is Hunter Hoo from the 45-yard line. Throw it over the middle, completes the pass to the 32-yard line. First down, L.A.
He had a big secondary tight end on that play, Jack. Evan Rood making the catch just ahead of the defensive back on the play, Galagui. But that is a great use to that double tight end set.
Two touchdown passes in the ballgame for Hunter Hoo. 128 yards, a play fake. Throwing the ball over the middle, incomplete pass. Intended for Bitch Kissett. The big tight end there on the coverage was Bang Madison.
Bang Madison right there with Butch Kissett had success with that one tight end. Thought he'd go to the other.
Second down, they got a tight end set on the far side. Two wide receivers, I formation, ball at the 32-yard line. Second down and 10 to go. Here is the give to the running back, Clueless. Thornton Clueless to the 30-yard line. 36 yards for Clueless, only 11 for Phonebone. But as we mentioned, Phonebone had around 885 yards rushing a football in the regular season. And for Clueless, 1,646 yards. Big difference there in the way to use the passing game. Shotgun formation, two wide receivers on either side. Third down and 7, 31-yard line. Four down lineman for Tampa. Here's the snap to Hunter Hoo. He's looking downfield. He's throwing downfield to the far end of the end zone. It is incomplete. I should say the far side of the end zone. Incomplete pass.
Well, it was incomplete pass to Wookie, and he had Uga in the coverage with Terry Galagui and Nightsoil coming in for the kill there. But they are going to those secondary receivers because the primary receivers, Dog and people like that, are being double-covered.
So now here comes a field goal try of 48 yards by Puckerford. The kick is up. It fades to the left. No good. No good. We've got wind here today, and we've had wind over the last 24 to 48 hours here in the L.A. area, and I noticed there's a pretty strong breeze here. They've had some hellacious windstorms.
Yeah, I thought the plane, that was scary coming in on a plane today. I mean, yesterday.
Now, I got two wide receivers on the far side as Tampa takes over here at the 38-yard line to give it to the shotgun there to the running back, Tony Fonbone, to the 41-yard line. Say the Tampa really escaped the dodge that bullet there because a 10-point lead is much different from a 7-point lead. As you know, it's two scores instead of one. Now we got the 2-minute warning. We'll be back here from the Bozo's Pep Pills wild card game. It's L.A. 14, Tampa 7. And this is Jack I. Gagner along with Larry McKinney and Brett Morris. We'll be right back.
Bozo, 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 Bozo. Hey, Bozo, why don't you get on the stick and give me some pickup quick? Hey, Bozo, reach into your clown pants.
Sorry.
Bozo, Bozo, Bozo.
They're here for Bozo's Pep Pills. Hey, Bozo, reach into your clown pants and get me some pickup quick.
Chad Eager here for Bozo's Pep Pills. You'll notice I'm in every commercial because I own the company. And if you think I'm going to keep myself out of my own commercials after investing the kind of money and sweat and time and energy that I put into this company to make it number one, and now we're sponsoring a big football game, you must be high on a mixture of chemicals, all of them containing something that Bozo's Pep Pills also contains, which could be a hallucinogenic, but I won't go any further than that.
Bozo's Pep Pills, America's new reason for living.
Bozo, get on the stick. Bozo, Bozo.
Bozo's Pep Pills.
A proud sponsor of the Hillbilly Football Conference wild card game.
Second down and 8 to go. It's the Tampa Gator Bay with a ball there at the 41-yard line, 39-yard line, excuse me, in their own territory. We got 2 minutes left. Here's a play fake by Gazuga throwing down a near sideline here toward the end zone. It's caught at the 15-yard line. Big, big catch. Couldn't have been bigger.
Yeah, it's O.D. Bulbas making that catch with McFunny on the tackle. That's a big 35-yard pickup right down the near sideline here, Jack. They got themselves some single coverage.
They got five wide receivers on the field right now from the 15-yard line. It's Gazuga throwing to the near corner of the end zone. Touchdown, Tampa. Touchdown, Tampa. To O.D. Bulbas. First two catches of the ball game for Bulbas, and both of them huge.
O.D. Bulbas getting loose on that sideline route. They had single coverage, as Larry pointed out, which made it a bad thing for the L.A. 10, and there he is with a touchdown pass.
In for the extra point now is Pissant. The ball is down. The kick is up. It's good. It's a tie ball game here from Monkby Field, and it's Bozo's Pep Pills wild card game. L.A. 14, Tampa 14. We'll be right back.
How do I love thee? Let me count the ways. I love you rich, poor, fat, skinny, bald, with hair, money, no money.
But you will not watch my television set.
That's what happens when you don't have the get up and go to get a Bozo Pep Pill, put it into your yap, and get out of the house. You want to sit around all day long watching TV, and then you got everybody else getting on pins and needles because you don't watch them watching your TV either. This is Jack I. Gagner for Bozo's Pep Pills, trying to stretch a point about Bozo, the only commercial you're here during this entire game. I'm trying to come at it from all different angles. Boredom, excitement, drugs, drug addiction, good stuff, bad stuff. Who knows? Bozo knows.
Bozo's Pep Pills.
Nothing more need be said.
I can't take it anymore. I got to give me Bozo.
You got to get you Bozo? Oh, the Pep Pill.
What'd you think he was talking about?
I don't know, McKinney, with you hanging around, could be anybody's guess.
God damn, that's cold.
Tampa Gator Bait have tied this ball game up here at Monkmeat Field with a touchdown pass to O.D. Bulbas. And so, Jed Fuckler coming in now to boot the ball off for the Tampa Gator Bait. 14-14 tie. Both quarterbacks with touchdown passes in this game. As we mentioned, Hunter Hu with two touchdown passes. Here is the kick by Fuckler. And it's coming down to the L.A. 10 there at the goal line. Bringing the ball up is Westcott Cork to the 20-yard line. And has to put it into play. Tackle made by Rooster. And again, Dern in there on a tackle.
Well, that Dern, man, he's racking up the tackles here in this playoff game. No question about it. We're hearing a lot of numbers called in this game. Guys that we haven't heard before. Wookiee in there as well, along with Dern.
14-14 tie. First down for Elliott at the 20-yard line. Two wide receivers to the near side. Actually, a wide receiver and a tight end to the near side. Back to pass is Hunter Hu at the 15-yard line. Rolling right, throwing right downfield. And that ball is right into the middle of a bunch of white and yellow jerseys. And that means Tampa, the pass intended for Antoine Dogg on that play.
Well, now, I tell you, Hunter Hu might be trying to go to the well once too often. Got Antoine Dogg on that far sideline. But that time, he had three Tampa defenders around Antoine Dogg. They might be trying to suck him in, too.
It could be some kind of a decoy play. Second down and 10 are in a shotgun formation. Four down linemen for L.A. In the pocket, there is Hunter Huey. Throws the ball again to that far sideline. He completes the pass to the 43-yard line. Off to the races now is Wucky. Down to the 20, 15 to 10 to 5. Touchdown, L.A. 10 with a touchdown. Another touchdown pass by Hunter Huey.
Take a look at this pass here. He has all kinds of time to throw the ball there in the pocket out of that shotgun formation. As the ball went right of the hands there of Wookie, and he was off the race. Caught the ball about the 45-yard line, Jack, 45-50-yard line, giving chase there, but not making it. Wazuga, but it is, and Warren Harding missed the tackle.
Yeah, I saw Warren Harding down there diving and could not make the tackle on Wookie, and once he could not make that tackle, that's what sprung that thing.
Well, they were playing him pretty tight there in man coverage, anticipating a run, and they guessed wrong, man. Here's the extra point. It's up. It's good. And L.A. ahead 21-14 with a minute 19 to go here in this Bozo's Pep Pills Hillbilly Football Conference wild card game.
Abner Wookie there, 79-yard pass from Hunter Who. That's the first touchdown catch, second touchdown catch of the season, Abner Wookie.
If your name was Abner Wucky, wouldn't you need speed?
I think so. Hi, I'm Bozo's Pep Pill Director of Operations, as well as the owner and founder. My name is Chad Eager. I just heard that touchdown pass thrown to Abner Wucky. Oh, by the way, we are doing these commercials live, but you won't know when or how. It will be creeping up on you at any time. Yes, Bozo's Pep Pills do the same thing, giving you the energy that you need.
How come you can't pronounce energy?
That's because of the nervous tic that I've developed as the result of using Bozo's Pep Pills. If you overuse Bozo's Pep Pills, it's like shell shock.
Oh, you mean PTSD?
No, I mean shell shock. I don't use that fancy stuff. Shell shock.
Bozo's Pep Pills. For all of the damage it could do to your nervous system, brother, it does you a world of good. Gives you the pickup, the get up and go, what you always need. Here's Abner Wucky of the LA Tan.
Yeah, I've used Bozo's Pep Pills as much as I can. I feel I don't want to get into what happened to my cousin who was using methamphetamine. But that's not Bozo. No, no, Bozo would never do that to me. He wouldn't do that to Abner Wookie. You're not going to walk away from it anyway.
Bozo's Pep Pills. I'm Brett Morrison. Grab a Bozo.
Get yourself a handful of Bozo.
Nothing more need be said.
Minute 19 to go, and it's another typical L.A. Tan ball game where touchdown passes being thrown left and right. Three touchdown passes in this ball game for Hunter Who. Boy, he's playing some playoff football, Brett.
I'll tell you what, man, you got to bring your A game, and that's what Hunter Who's doing right now.
And I wouldn't say that Phil Gazuka's bringing a B game, neither.
Both quarterbacks having a great game. Here's Kevin DeShmo bringing the ball to the 15-yard line. And that's where the Tampa Gator Bay will put it into place. So they played a little special teams there. A special teams play there from the L.A. 10. And keeping the Tampa Gator Bay from that all-important 20. They come out with two wide receivers to the high side, one to the near side. They got a single-back offense. Here's the give to the running back, Tony Fonbone, across the 50. He gets to the 16-yard line. No gain. Well, maybe a gain of a yard on the play. Tony Fonbone, 885 yards during the regular season. Picked up a yard on the play. Lost a yard on the play, excuse me. Second down and 11. A minute 3 and ticking here in the first half, 21-14 L.A. The ball at the 20-yard line. Now in motion to the near side goes Kevin DeShmo. I formation behind the line of scrimmage here. Four down linemen for the L.A. 10. Long count for the Tampa Gator Bay. The two coaches in this ball game, of course, Darren Duckford and T.J. Bunn. Darren Duckford was challenged by the ownership of his football team, the Cook Twins, to get this team into the playoffs or lose his job. He said to us in an interview, if we make the playoffs, then I'm going to name my price, and if they don't, I leave the team. So,
well, there's some bad blood.
You bet. I formation, third down and 4, running wide to the left side. There goes Tony Fonbone to the 30-yard line with a first down to the 34-yard line, and a Tampa Gator Bay call a timeout.
Well, they want to get that timeout, and they want to get that first down. Once they do, they can get the timeout.
First down and 10 for Tampa. The ball at the 34. That's right. Darren Duckford said, I'm going to make them pay. Five wide receivers. They got three on the near side, two on the far side. Empty backfield. Back to pass. Phil Gazuga standing at the 28-yard line. All kinds of time throwing the ball deep downfield. Caught at the 25-yard line for a big first down. Big gainer. Catch made by Odie Bulbus down there. Torrey Hamhack on the tackle. A 45-yard pickup for L.A. The ball at the 25-yard line. Or for Tampa, rather. Ball at the, for L.A., rather. For Tampa. What am I saying? Here's the pass over the middle. It is caught. Oh, it's intercepted. Intercepted at the 11-yard line. You don't know who has the ball anyway, folks, listening to me, so what difference does it make?
Well, it was a big pickup for Tampa. There was no question about it, Jack. And then back to pass went Phil Gazuga, and it was Carlos Gorgo
the right side linebacker who intercepted the ball.
So, interceptions bedeviled Phil Gazzuca all season long. He had 17, and there goes another one. I apologize for miscalling it, but hell, but, you know, I do it all the time. Here's the run and stop dead for no gain. Is the running back Thornton clueless? It is Deacon Beacon on the tackle. Four tackles in a ball game. What an interception.
Well, I'll tell you, Jack, that was key, man. Carlos Gorgo is the guy that plays the right side. He's a good pass-playing linebacker. And Phil Gazzuca just got a little too greedy on that play, man. Thought he was going to try to find a wide receiver and try to get it in over that zone.
There's the end of the first quarter. L.A. 21, Tampa 14. We'll be back with our halftime report here in the Hillbilly Football Conference Bozo's Pep Pills wildcard game.
A Hillbilly Football Conference wildcard game brought to you by Bozo's Pep Pills. Live from Monkey Field in Los Angeles. We'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. This is Jack I. Gagner, Bozo's Pep Pills, the proud sponsor of this particular football game. They've been a sponsor of the Milwaukee Lions all season long. And we certainly do hope to have them back next season. The only problem with Bozo's Pep Pills is I personally can't take them. Now, I know you understand that I don't use every product I endorse. I endorse products sometimes based on the testimony of friends. Or I endorse products based on, frankly, the amount of money they're paying me. But not this time. I think Bozo's Pep Pills can really do some good for a lot of people. I've seen a lot of people get up out of their chairs and walk around and do things, and
it's not a very good endorsement.
Let me think about it. I'll get back to you. Right.
Bozo's Pep Pills.
Hi, Chad Eager. Nice try, Jack. Well, we do try to get people to talk honestly about Bozo's Pep Pills. We love sponsoring these games, but I gag they better start using my product or know the reason why.
What's that mean?
Well, I think you understand it.
You know your Latino got hit around here.
That's right, Eager. Everybody gets belted around here by me, Jack I. Gagner. Don't talk shit to me, okay? You pushed me?
Yeah, you hit my face.
Hi, this is Brett Morris. Looks like we may be losing a sponsor here, and it's only halftime.
I'm only kidding. Me too. L.A. Tan, just like that, coming back in this ball game with another touchdown pass from quarterback Hunter Hu. And they've got themselves a 21-14 lead here at the halftime, just ahead of the half. I don't know what was confusing me. I don't know why I was. I didn't know who had the ball, but I should have.
Well, I don't think there's any. I don't think there's any. I don't any surprise from anybody, Jack. That it's very, very difficult, I think, to not think that it's LA's ball, you know?
Well, they do have an awful lot of firepower there on the offense, I guess what you're trying to say, right?
Well, no, I think I did say it. You know. Well, both of you guys are still but like that, you know?
All right, Larry, thank you very much.
So I'm trying to pick up the slack here. What are you all upset about? You're the guy that pushed me and fondled me.
I didn't fondle you, man, you know?
All right, well.
Look, guys, I don't want to have another fight here. We have had so much stuff going on. I have been empowered by the team to say one thing and one thing only. As you know, Marty Lufthansa was let go by the football team. Now, I ain't going to get into anything. I know that Jason Kaboom took over this. We're talking about Milwaukee Lion fans right now. And
what are you talking about those losers for?
Losers?
Hey, man, this is the wild card game.
I said, Larry, I was allowed by the team. I just want to say that Lufthansa, somebody said they saw Lufthansa driving slowly by my house in a van, in a black van.
Were the windows blacked out?
They were, yeah.
Oh, get the hell out of here.
What do you want me to say? So my wife is staying with her sister, and the address of the... Well, I better not.
Don't say it.
Better not give the address.
You're telling me that Marty looked...
I don't want to get any more into it. I'm just saying that Lufthansa was cruising by my house in a black van, the windows spray-painted black. All right.
You're trying to tell me that he's got, like, a serial murder kit?
I don't know what he's got. I don't know what he's got.
Have you called security?
I have called Milwaukee Lions Security, as well as my own personal security service, and,
talking about Stanfield.
Yeah, I am. I'm talking about Cookie Stanfield and the rest of his guys. They're very beautiful. They're very, very beautiful in the way they handle things. All right, let's take a look at these statistics in this here ball game, Brett Morrison.
Well, Jack, the Tampa Gator bait threw the very, very costly interception there as they were driving. And that interception go to the hands of Carlos Gogo. But Phil Gazzuca with two touchdown passes, the ballgame, 173 yards, and that costly interception. Tony Fonebone with 29 yards rushing the football.
7 carries, 4.1 on average. Receiving the football for the Tampa Gator bench, you got O.D. Bulbas with the touchdown grab, and, of course, Alvin Sockmeyer, Sockmaker, rather, with that touchdown pass. Yiddily Dern has gotten in on the act, as we mentioned in special teams. He's got a catch for 7 yards. Blocking the football, it's Gus Cuss, along with Boot Peterby, Bo Kingo, and Bob Cabbage leading the way with those pancakes. Defensively for the Tampa Gator bait, Deacon Beacon with leading all tacklers with 4. That comes, we mentioned, coming off that injury, Larry. A little unusual, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't know. Deacon, you rarely hear Deacon's number called. I think he just got himself, maybe he's taking Bozo's pep pills.
Boy, no kidding, man.
Chad Eager.
Yeah, get Chad Eager to sign that guy Deacon Beacon.
But you do have a lot of other players getting in on the act. No sacks in the ballgame for Tampa thus far. 2 tackles for losses there by Deacon Beacon. Kicking the ball, Jed Fuckler and Buck Pissant. Both of them attempting field goals. Very interesting. Punting the ball, of course, is Jed Fuckler.
Well, Jed Fuckler was brought in for a field goal try, and maybe they're using him interchangeably there with Buck Pissant, but I don't know. Larry, you got the numbers here for the L.A. Tan.
Yeah, the L.A. Tan is a football team, by the way, which, you know, as you guys know, I cover, or, you know, I thought, never mind.
That's water under the bridge, Larry.
Well, it might be water under the bridge, but I think there's a little urine in it. You know, what's that mean?
I mean, somebody was pissing in the water that's supposed to be under the bridge.
Larry, if, you know...
Hey, don't threaten me, Jack. You know that you can't threaten Larry McKinney.
I'm not threatening you.
Anyway, Hunter Hu with 207 yards and 3 touchdown passes. He's just a great quarterback. We got Thornton Clueless, 36 rushing yards. Catching a football, 3 touchdown passes. Everybody going to get a spread around there on that L.A. Tan wide receiver core. Antron Dogs, 2 catches, 79 yards and a TD. Abner Wookie, he's got a catch for 79 yards and a touchdown. Of course, Kenderly Slutvey, a catch of 7 yards, and he got himself a touchdown there. Rather blocking the football, we got Gladiator Burton.
What does that mean, Gladiator? Is that the gay thing?
Boy, I tell you what.
Come on, guys. I'm gonna walk out and I'll let you guys cover the game, which you may think it's gonna be easy to do, Larry, doing a play-by-play. Brett will be all over you like a bad smell.
I'll be all over you.
Hey, man. I didn't say. Are you threatening me now?
No, I'm just.
You want me to walk out?
No.
No.
Go ahead.
Ethan Van Belt had 2 pancakes. All I'm trying to say.
Just shut up, man. Hey, get security in here.
What?
Get security in here. See that guy?
Yeah. Yeah. You threatened me.
I'm not threatening anybody. I'm just telling you. Do you see that guy? That's Cookie Brown. He's the head of security for IGAG, their industries. Cookie is going to lift both of you guys up, and you see how big he is, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
He'll lift both you guys up by your collars and throw you from the top of this stadium, okay? Now you know I mean that.
Anyway, Cad Beanheat with 1.
Sorry.
Yeah, okay, I'll shake hands.
Good, these guys are shaking on it. Stand outside the door if you don't mind, Cookie, okay? Go ahead.
Can beat heat, and also Antron Dog patty cake, and
don't be nervous.
Also, there's a sack in this ball game by Isaac Sapp. That was the second quarter. Torrey Hamhack had the tackle for a loss, as did Terry Machiavelli. Another sack in the ball game by Joey Horstick. And the interception, of course, Carlos Gorgo for the L.A. Tan. So right now, the most active defense on the field is the L.A. Tan defense. And when you talk about takeaways, again, it's not that big of a stretch to imagine. You're talking about the L.A. Tan in the plus column on takeaways. I was just looking at a statistic for the game, Jack. The Los Angeles Tan are plus 18, Tampa minus 9.
That goes along with the number of interceptions thrown by Phil Gazzuga during the regular season. So Tampa's got to hold on to the ball, and not only hold on to the ball, they got to move the ball. There's no question about that. We come back and I have a very quick interview here with the director of media and broadcast for the Hillbilly Football Conference, Sean Harper, and he'll be with us here in just a moment.
The Hillbilly Football Conference wildcard game from Monkby Field in Los Angeles. Brought to you by Bozo's Pep Pills, a proud sponsor of the Hillbilly Football Conference playoff games.
Bozo's Pep Pills, at your side. Bozo's Pep Pills, they won't hide. Bozo's Pep Pills are there every day. Bozo's Pep Pills show the way. Chad Eager here for Bozo's Pep Pills. When I designed this kind of pep pill, I knew I needed two things. The get-up-and-go and sparkling awareness that methamphetamine gives you, but also the smoothing out, the come-down, the sweetness of Xanax. I combined them all into a pill, and I took them and kept them for myself. The stuff that didn't work, the stuff on the side, the stuff that poisoned and killed a bunch of lab rats, I called Bozo's Pep Pills, and I sell it to you.
Bozo's Pep Pills. A proud sponsor.
Yes, yes, of the Hillbilly.
Bozo. Get a handful of Bozo, nothing more need be said.
Monk Me Field, we're going to get on the line our good friend here, Sean Harper, who's director of media for the Hillbilly Football Conference, to talk about the coming playoffs. So, Sean, first of all, I want to let everybody know that the both of these ball clubs finished respectively second in their division, with Tampa 10-6, second in the Eastern Division, LA at 14-2, technically second in the Western Division, on kind of a tiebreaker.
That is correct, Jack. The LA Town finished second by virtue of a tiebreaker. And
that's right. The tiebreaker was the fact that Portland beat them twice.
The only team to beat the LA Town this year, the Portland Logs, beating them twice. So next week, the winner of this game will take on Portland.
That is going to be a heck of a game. Where will that be?
That will be in Glitterton Stadium in Portland, Oregon. Pardon me. And the other divisional playoff will be the Utah Flaming Cavalry visiting the Miami Raging Palm Tree. Should be an interesting game. The last time they played a couple of weeks ago, it was a defensive struggle.
Now, explain to everybody why the unusual nature of the communication. You're on a two-way radio, right?
I'm on a shortwave radio right now because I am with Commissioner Booley Hart. Booley Hart is traveling and is only available by way of shortwave and by certain subspace communication. And what I mean by that is only NASA and the Russian Space Agency have those frequencies. We are very, very far away from the Monkey Field, the site of the playoff game today.
Can you tell us where, in any general sense?
I would say that the physical universe, as you understand it, has been breached by Booley. Let me just leave it at that.
Sean, this is Larry McKinney.
Good afternoon, Sean.
Good afternoon. Excuse me. I wanted to ask you a question. Brulee, I know, was, and I don't think there's any secret, was a big-time alcoholic. I mean, big-time, naming lights, kind of an alcoholic.
He was one of the big, he was one of the greats, yeah.
Yeah. Has this got something to do with him curing that?
Let me say that, no, it does not. But as a result of his journeys and his travels, his alcoholism has a baby.
Right, we're losing the connection. Sean, can you hear me? All right, Sean Harper, who's the director of media communications for the Hillbilly Football Conference. All right, we're coming back here with the start of the second half. It's a 21-14 win, and as we mentioned, the winner of this game gets the Portland Logs next week at Blitherton Field. That ain't no big shake, I'll tell you that right now.
Hillbilly Football Conference action will continue in just a moment. You know, out in the days of the Old West, you could not drive cattle, you couldn't herd cattle, you couldn't do anything, man, unless you had yourself some pick-me-up. Now, we used to drink that cowboy coffee, you know what that stuff was. All that was coffee grounds and water, hot water and coffee grounds, not for me. Bozo's Pep Pills, man, all I got to do is when I got out of the bunkhouse in the morning is walk over to Bozo, grab a handful of Bozo, nothing more need be said. Put that Bozo in my mouth and ride off into the sunset, man. I got my hand in Bozo's pants all the time.
What are you talking about?
In his pocket, man.
Jack, I gagged there for Bozo's Pep Pills. Even out here in the range, they got to get them some Bozo.
Yee-hoo! I'm little doggies. And when you ride those doggies, man, on Bozo's Pep Pills, they stay ridden.
Woo-hoo!
Hi, everybody. This is Larry McKinney. I want you to know I have a very, very full life.
as I call action for the L.A. Tan during a regular season. And then I got to do all the other things that I got to do, which is run my brother's beer distributorship. I mow lawns in the neighborhood occasionally, not because I need the money, just because I'm a nice guy. I fix things for people around around town. And what am I going to do if I don't have Bozo's Pep Pills? I'll tell you what I'm going to do. Nothing. I'll stay in bed all day long. Some people think that's a that'd be a step in the right direction.
Bozo's Pep Pills. For Larry McKinney, a good thing. Bozo's Pep Pills. Even a guy like Larry McKinney knows. Too much of a good thing. Bozo's Pep Pills. Larry, take it from me. You got to get out of bed and get into the world and help the people what you want to help.
You don't think it's a good idea to stay in bed?
I don't know, unless you're testing mattresses.
Jesus.
Bozo's Pep Pills. Well, we start this second quarter here from the second half, from Muckmee Field with the L.A. Tan up 21-14 on three big touchdown passes by Hunter Hu, the leading quarterback in a Hillbilly Football Conference, leading candidate, I should say, as well, for most valuable player in a Hillbilly Football Conference for 2015. Just a great, great season. Only seven interceptions. Here's the kickoff from Puckford, and it is taken down to the 19-yard line there by Kevin DeSchmo. 199 offensive yards for the Gator Bait, 243 for the L.A. Tan, as the Gator Bait, who were driving the ball late in the first half before it was picked off by Carlos Gorgo, and were close to a score before that big turnover. Two wide receivers on the far side, one on the near side, going left to right are the Tampa Gator Bait. 4:57 just underway here in the third quarter. The ball at the 20-yard line. There goes Terry Fonbone to the 25, 27-yard line. Close to a first down. Big pickup.
I don't know. He's dead even 36 yards rushing the football. And Terry Fonbone with more yards per carry, 4.5.
Yeah, Terry Fonbone, I've always felt they should get him more involved in the offense.
Now a second down and two. Two wide receivers to the near side with a deep back set. And that is Terry Fonbone. Now from the far side is another wide receiver. A play fake by Gazuga, throwing it deep downfield. He got single coverage, 30. It is caught. This is going to be a touchdown. Odie Bulbus again. Just like that. On the play fake, they caught him in single coverage again. I don't know why they do that.
Well, they did it because they were looking run all that way. And the ball it caught by Odie Bulbus at the 27-yard line, and there's a pickup there of 50 yards on the fly, and then he goes in for the touchdown.
So all told, it is about a 75, 76-yard play. The extra point is good. The Tampa Gator Bait now have tied this ball game up on a beautiful, beautiful touchdown pass from Gazuga to Bulbus. 73-yard touchdown pass, Tampa 21, L.A. 21, and this Hillbilly Football Conference wildcard game brought to you by Bozo's Pep Pills.
Hi, everybody. This is Jeff Dowder, and I'm going to be auditioning for NFL Films to be the narrator of their movies. I took a handful of Bozo's Pep Pills, and here's my audition for them. On second down, the Green Bay Packers had the ball, and he gave it the ball, and he gave it to him, yeah, and ran down to the sideline with a first down. Then came second down for the Green Bay Packers. They're playing the Charlotte Canned Men. Bozo's Pep Pills really helped me because before that, here's my audition before that. I'm not ready to do this, man.
You all right?
No, I'm going to throw up. But after Bozo's Pep Pills, yeah, on second down, the Charlotte Panthers, and there's and he throws the ball, yay! And it's almost caught, but it's almost also intercepted.
That's right, folks. Even a dumbass like Jeff Dowder can get it together on Bozo's Pep Pills. Woo! I got to go back and listen to the game. I don't know whether I'm calling this game right or not, but I do know I called it a touchdown for Tampa, and that's right. Tampa kicking off 21-21. A lot of people didn't think these guys could stay with the L.A. Tan. They were beaten 49-20 early season. Four touchdown passes in that ball game by Hunter Hu, but here come the Tampa Gator Bait now responding touchdown for touchdown with L.A.
Well, that's the kind of a game you got to get into here, Jack, with the L.A. Tan, man. If they score, you better score or keep them from scoring. Not too many teams been able to.
Ball out the 29-yard line of the return there for the L.A. Tan by Westcott Cork. They come out with a wide receiver to the far side, near side, split backs. At the quarterback position there, Hunter Hu, four down linemen and four linebackers now for the Tampa Gator Bait. Here's the given delay there to the fullback. That is Steamboat number 43 running across the 35-yard line, just across the 35-yard line. where it is now a second down and three. Second and three for the L.A. 10.
Big steamboat there, rumbling along behind the left side of that line.
Here's the give now to Thornton Clueless. It's the first down of the 40, 45, 50, 45, 40. He's going to score. Thornton Clueless going to the right guard position and scores from the 50-yard line. 40-yard line, I should say, a 60-yard pickup and for a touchdown, and it is the L.A. 10 now back out in front here by a touchdown.
Well, now, Jack, I hate to call. He was 35-yard line.
I don't know. Those are fucking Bozo's pep pills.
Chad Eager. Oh, Chad Eager's here in the booth.
I don't care. Hey, Chad, don't give me any more of that shit. So the L.A. 10 of the 64-yard run there by Thornton Clueless take the lead here in the third quarter, 27-21. In for the extra point is Puckerford. The ball is down. The kick is up. It's good. L.A. 28. Tampa 21 in this Hillbilly Football Conference wildcard game brought to you by Bozo's Pep Pills.
Well, I got me Bozo Pep Pill. Put it in my face and down I went. Down into town to kick the ass of a guy who called me a pussy yesterday.
Hi, Chad Eager here. No one's going to call you a pussy. No one will bother you at all when you take Bozo's Pep Pills.
Well, I'm not that way. I take the Bozo Pep.
Larry McKinney knows.
Hi, everybody. Larry McKinney here. I don't want to get into it with nobody, but I did hear Brett Morrison say, hey, you know, you got fondled. I'd get fondled by nobody, man. Shit. And I don't back down to nobody, not neither.
Hey, Brett Morrison here. Look, I know you don't back down, Larry, but you keep on top, and I'm going to have to kind of manhandle you a little bit and fondle you and throw you out.
Fondle me. Fuck me.
Bozo's Pep Pills. 64-yard touchdown run by Thornton Clueless. Ellie with a lead, 28-21. I don't know, man. Like I said, I drink too much, and, I really shouldn't be calling football now. The season's over for me. When the Lions are gone, that's it. However, I do appreciate the Hillbilly Football Conference asking me to participate and call the play-by-play of this here game. Here's the kick to the Tampa Gator Bait. DeShmo bringing the ball up to the 20, across the 20, the 25-yard line. And he's tackled there by Jang on the special teams play. First down. Ball is at the it's at the 25-yard line, first and 10. So let's see if Tampa can keep this tit-for-tat, quid pro quo, you know.
Talk about tit-for-tat.
It doesn't mean what you think, okay?
Well, two wide receivers to the far side. Here is the run there to Tony Fonbone up to the 34-yard line. Tony Fonbone probably going to have one of the better games that he's ever had.
Well, I'll tell you, this is the way to do it, Jack. You take a man who ordinarily the defense is not going to key on, because you figure he's just there for maybe one or two downs, if that. I'll tell you what, they're getting their money's worth.
Second down and inches, the ball, 34-yard line, two wide receiver to the near side, one to the far side, single back, the L.A. 10 with four down linemen in his Hillbilly Football Conference wildcard game. Throwing the ball over the middle, it's complete there to the running back, Tony Fonbone. And they pick up another first down due to the Tampa Gator Bait.
Tony Fonbone had to negotiate a little traffic coming out of the backfield there. The ball almost batted down by Joey Horsdick. He made the catch. And then Carlos Gogo comes in and brings him down to the 45-yard line. Nice pickup.
First down and 10. The ball at the 45 with an offset eye formation. Two wide receiver to the far side. Straight back to pass is Phil Gazzuga. He throws the ball to the far sideline. Completes it to DeShmo. He's in L.A. 10 territory. Three straight completions there. Ball at the 48-yard line.
Yeah, that was Kevin DeShmo crossing the middle there, Jack. But what happened was when they threw the ball, he had Terry Fonbone in the same area. So that kind of crossed up Feature Stevens a little bit. And picked up a nice gainer there.
Second down and three. If he hit Fonbone, there wouldn't have been anybody covering him all. There goes Boots Peterby out to the wide to the right side. It's Gazzuga looking to throw the ball. He throws the ball straight down the far sideline. In and out of the hands of the intended receiver down there. Anthony Sockmaker. The ball just popping in out of his hands there as Stevens got his mitts on it, and it falls incomplete. Boy, that was a rocket, man.
But I'm telling that Gazzuga, man, can throw that thing like a bullet.
49-yard line, third down and three. Here is the give to Fonbone, and it is a fourth down. Boy, I'll tell you what, the Tampa Gator Bait looked like they might have had L.A.'s number on that drive. By the way, Thornton Clueless with 100 rushing yards in the ballgame, 46 for Terry Fonbone. So you can see a major, major development there in terms of the offensive firepower of these teams. So the Tampa Gator Bait looked like they might be very smartly driving this football or forced to punt it. Around midfield, this is Fuckler throwing, or rather I should say punting the ball to the near sideline. Goes out of bounds. See where they mark it. Not a bad kick.
I don't think it was either, Jack. Yeah, marked at the 8-yard line.
Marked at the 8-yard line. We'll take a timeout. It's L.A. 28, Tampa 21, and this Hillbilly Football Conference wild card game brought to you by Bozo Pep Pill.
Well, it seems like I take some Bozo Pep Pill and get my shit together. Gotta get it together.
Hi, Chad Eager for Bozo's Pep Pills. Some people think they're hallucinogenic. No, they're not. Only to a guy like Larry McKinney. He pops a few of those, and suddenly he feels like Godzilla, and probably sees Godzilla in a mirror when he looks into it.
Yeah, I like to drink and fight all night. Love to smoke and toke and snort. I'm only kidding. I don't take no drugs. I pop some Bozo. And I love me Bozo.
Hello, everyone. This is Margaret Gray, and I love the Bozo as well.
Hi, Chad Eager here. It's pronounced Bozo.
Hi, Margaret Gray here, and I pronounce it Bozo because I went to school. I went to an actual school. I didn't go to a little red brick farmhouse and, you know, with a lamb, you know?
So you think I'm a hillbilly?
Little bit.
Bozo's Pep Pills, bringing people together since 1968, when he first started with a chemical lab in his bedroom at his mother's home in Sherman Oaks.
Was his last name Osley?
Now it can be told. It is the L.A. Tam with a ball at the 6-yard line, 2:27 to go in the third quarter, 28-21. They are deep in their own territory as he tries to throw the ball over the middle. Hunter Who does, and that is Reggie Nightsoil batting it down over the middle. As we take a look at that play again on replay.
Well, is Antron Dogg just standing a little there, and if Hunter Who had put a little bit of loft in that ball, it would have gotten over Nightsoil.
Second down and 10 from the 7-yard line. They have a single back offense, two wide receivers, two tight ends in the ballgame. Back to pass is Hunter Who. He stands at the 1-yard line. He rolls right. He throws to the near sideline. Caught at the near sideline of the 17-yard line. First down. Great play.
That was Kennelly Slutvey, and he was just there uncovered and made that catch and turned it upfield for the first down. Nice play. Way to back the defense off there.
First and 10, Hunter Who, 8 of 14 in the ballgame. 3 touchdown passes, 220 yards. 28-21 L.A. Offset eye formation of the 20-yard line. Looking to throw the ball downfield. Hunter Who throws it over here to the near sideline and is caught at the 30-yard line. Down to the 41-yard line.
Hunter Who, all kinds of protection there. Number 10, looking downfield, looking the defense off, and throws it over to the near sideline to Slutvey, Kenderly Slutvey. Tackle made there by Galagui. First down.
Yeah, it's a great play there by Hunter Hood, and you said it. He looks that defense off. He stays cool, calm, and collected in the pocket till he finds that man get open.
Three catches, 40 yards for Slutvey. First and 10, the ball at the 40-yard line. Two wide receiver to the near side. I formation. Four down linemen for the Tampa Gator Bay. They got three defensive backs over here on this near side. Running the ball over the right tackle there is Thornton Clueless, 102 rushing yards. Picks up maybe two or three yards in a play. It's going to be a second down and 4. Second down and 7, excuse me. The ball at the 43-yard line. A minute 26 to go in the third quarter. Two wide receivers to the far side. The tight end here is number 80. That is Bitch Kissett, who is splitting out wide to the near side. Here's the give to the running back again. Thornton Clueless to the 45-yard line. Getting close to a first down there. Let's see where they mark the ball. And on the tackle there is Aloysius. It is a third down and 5. I don't know why I can't see this field too well. Maybe it's because of that. Well, it's the Bozo's Pep Pills, and it's the late night we had last night. Offset eye formation. Running over now to the far side is another wide receiver. We got an offset eye to the far side. Four down linemen. Third down and 5. Back goes Hunter Who, looking downfield, looking, throwing. Completes the pass at the 50-yard line, down to the 48-yard line. First down.
Boy, I'll tell you, they had him almost sacked, too. I mean, they were putting some pressure on him there. Then bringing the ball downfield, Kenderly Slutvey backed off those two defensive backs.
There were a couple of defensive backs, Galagui and Ugo, that were on Kenderly Slutvey. Slutvey looked like he might just take off on a post route. Instead, he stopped, did a little bit of a bucket button hook. First down.
That was a good move there by Slutvey.
Two wide receivers to the far side, one to the near side. First and 10 for the L.A. 10 at the 49-yard line. It is Hunter Who had a short drop, throwing the ball to the near sideline. Incomplete pass.
Trying to get that ball out to Thornton Clueless over here on the near sideline, Jack, but handbag was over there. And it broke it up very nicely because you don't want to get Thornton Clueless on that fly pattern, man. That's another receiver, and that's a tough one to stop.
Second down and 10, 28-21. Back to pass with two wide receivers to the near sideline as Hunter Huey throws it over the middle on the far side. It's complete. First down and more down to the 27-yard line on a slant across the middle. Kenderly Slutfee caught it. Great block by on Antron Dog by Uga. And it was Galagui missing the tackle. Harding in his dust. First down.
Boy, those slants over the middle, I'll tell you, they're not the greatest route to run your wide receivers in when you want to keep them healthy, but boy, they are effective.
Running the ball right with a big first down and more. There goes Thornton Clueless to the 10, to the 5, down to the 3-yard line. What blocking!
Man, I'll tell you what, the blocking over there on that right side of that L.A. line could not be better.
There's the end of the third quarter. We'll be back. It's 28-21 L.A. here on this Hillbilly Football Conference wildcard game brought to you by Bozo Pep Pill.
Hi, this is Chad Eager. One better way to prove the effectiveness of Bozo's Pep Pills than to let you listen to a man who took a handful of Bozo's Pep Pills 20 minutes before he got on stage and started singing.
What a wonderful day.
Bozo's Pep Pills can make you feel this good. Now, you may not particularly want to feel as good as he feels because you don't know what good is in his book. It sounds pretty good to me. Wouldn't you agree, Larry?
Yeah, that sounds really good. I want to be him, yeah.
How about you, Brett?
Yeah, he sounds...
And you, Jack? How much are we getting? Oh, there's the check now. Yeah, he's great.
The trio.
Well, three guys, three of them doing the game today. They can't be wrong. Listen how happy and wonderful this man sounds. And what is he doing? He's flying higher than ever before on Bozo.
We're in the fourth quarter now, just getting underway here from Monkey Field. 28-21, this is the pivotal drive of this ball game. The L.A. 10 now with a ball down at the 2-yard line. A 9-play drive, a 25-yard run by Clueless. Back to pass, it is Hunter Hu. It's picked off in the end zone. Picked off in the end zone by Bang Madison. Now here's the problem. Madison tried to run it out of the end zone.
Well, that's a problem. There's a problem for the L.A. 10 to get the ball picked up. And I'll tell you, that's a big, big clutch pick by Bang Madison.
It is a clutch pick because if they'd scored there, this ball game's over. But as Jack said, they got a problem. They're on the 1-yard line.
Bang Madison never should have tried to run it out of the end zone. Now they got a single back. Here's the give to the running back and his phone bone. He's in at the 4-yard line. Almost has his head torn completely off there by Joey Horsdick. It's a second down and about 8 yards to go.
But nonetheless, I'm not trying to undersell what Bang Madison did. It was a great pick and saved the day momentarily for Tampa.
After that, they don't get the first down. They got to get a hell of a kick. Here's the run by Phone Bone as he gets across the 5 down to the 8-yard line. And he'll pick up another 4 yards, and the play is going to be shy by about 3 yards. 12 rushes, 51 yards in this ball game. Here is where you see the relative value of each team's running game, especially when you've got to get that ball into some kind of first down shape. And there's no question it was L.A. this year that had the lion's share of running yards. Here's a give it a delay to Phone Bone. He's a yard shy of first down to the 10-yard line. They gave it to him on a delay out of the split back set. And he is pulled down at the 9-yard line by Lalo Chevy. And it is a fourth down, so Jed Fuckler's got to come in, averaging 23 yards a punt.
Oh, my Jesus.
Yeah.
Man, that's no good.
Here's the punt out of the end zone by Fuckler. He gets a good one, though. It's a high arcing punt. Gets about a 4-second hang. It is received there by Westcott Cork to the 49-yard line. 260 total yards for the Gator Bait, 265 for the LA 10. We'll be back. LA 28, Tampa 21 here at the Hillbilly Football Conference Bozo Pep Pill wildcard game.
Hi, everybody. This is Wes Hurlford for Bozo's Pep Pills, and you know I mean it when I say the following. There's Midget down the road, took a handful of Bozo. I went down and shook his hand today. Well, that Midget, he took my life. With a handful of Bozo, we're friends.
Even Wes Hurlford is going to rewrite the song, There's a Midget, on behalf of the great people at Bozo's Pep Pills. So why shouldn't you rewrite the song of your life? Right, Wes?
You got that right, Jack. Bozo's Pep Pills made me and the Midget friends yet again.
Bozo's Pep Pills, proud sponsor of the Hillbilly Football Conference Bobcat Game.
Wildcard gay.
Fuck. Chad Eager here. I'm going to try my hand at some of that hip-hop stuff, huh? When Bozo came to town, everyone had a frown. Then Bozo handed out all the pep pills.
Billy, Susie, Bobby, too. They looked like they were through until Bozo, he come to town. Get a handful of Bozo. Nothing more need be said. A handful of Bozo. Get out of bed. When Bozo's there, you aren't. When Bozo's here, you ain't. Me and Bozo just the other day. Oh, no. No, man. No, man. Don't do it, Barnes. Don't do it. Barnes, don't do it. 10 years for killing an enlisted man. Don't
do it.
4 minutes to go in this ballgame, 28-21, the L.A. Tam with a ball first and 10 at the 50-yard line on a, well, not a very good punt, as usual, by Fuckler. The pass down the far sideline incomplete, as the ball over there was intended for Kenderly Slutfee.
I'll tell you something, Jack, that Kenderly Slutfee is eating Uga alive, man. Uga has not been able to stay with Slutfee for diddly squat.
There's no question about that. There's a few of these L.A. Tan wide receivers that have befuddled Tampa here today. Second down and 10, the ball at the 20, or the 50-yard line. Throwing the ball is Hunter, who over the middle. Picked up by Tampa. Picked up by the Tampa Gator Bait down to the 49-yard line. A ball in Tampa territory. It's Bang Madison.
Big Bang Madison, he's known. He can. That's why they call him Bang, man. He hits down there. Only this play, they were going for Butch Kissett. Hunter, who was. The ball was knocked away by Uga and right into the hands of Bang Madison.
First down and 10 for Tampa. They're down by 7. 3:51 to go in the ball game. It is the Tampa Gator Bait at the 50-yard line. A single back running wide to the right. There goes Phone Bone to the 45-40. Phone Bone close to a first down. 60 rushing yards for Phone Bone, 128 for Thorenson Clueless.
Well, a tackle made over there by Big Funny, but what a tackle, or rather, what a block by Boot Peterby on Isaac Sapp to knock him off the play.
Second down and inches now for the Tampa Gator Bait at the 40-yard line. Here is the give to the running back, Phone Bone. Another first down there on a run to the 20, to the 35-yard line. The ball given to Phone Bone on a slight delay. And he moves it ahead for a first down. Tampa must get a touchdown here to tie this ball game up. The ball's sitting now at the 34-yard line. They got 3 minutes and 24 seconds left in the ball game. Pretty much an eternity in this here game. Wide receivers on either side, tight end to the right side. That's the high side. Running to the left side, there goes Phone Bone to the 25-yard line. Close to another first down. 75 rushing yards for Phone Bone now.
What's really interesting to me, Jack, is how the Tampa Gator Bait have never really relied that much. They don't have Phone Bone as a water carrier, as you like to say. Not really a water buffalo, but, man, I'll tell you what, he's carrying a big load this ball game today.
Second down and inches. They got a single back, a wide, rather a tight end on the left side of the slot. Back to pass. It's Kazuga throwing the ball to the 5 on the 7-yard line. It is a first down caught there at the 7 as there was all kinds of pressure there being put on Kazuga.
O.D. Bulbus making the catch over there, Jack.
O.D. Bulbus with another catch. He's got 191 yards in the ball game and 2 touchdowns. Torrey Hamhack with the tackle. First down for Tampa. The ball at the 7-yard line. 5 catches, 191, 2 touchdowns for Bulbus. What a ball game. Offset eye formation. Now the tight end is Boot Peterby going in motion to the far side. They got a wide receiver here on the near side. Back to pass. It's Kazuga. He's at the 12. He throws the ball to the near side corner of the end zone. In and out of the hands of the wide receiver down there, covered by 3 guys.
Man, that was O.D. Bulbus. I know they like him, but he ain't Superman. When you got 3 of those yellow and white jerseys around you, the Tampa Gator Bait.
3 covermen over there.
What'd I say? 3 green jerseys, I mean. That's Lord A. Stevens and Gorgo over there on the coverage.
Second down and goal. 2 wide receiver to the far side. 1 single back in the backfield. A tight end here on the near side. Long count at the 7-yard line. 2:32 to go. They give us the Phone Bone across the 5. Down to the 3. Down to the 1. Touchdown, Tampa!
Oh, boy, that's... Getting it done when you have to get it done.
I'll tell you what, that Tampa offensive line said, you know, y'all have been passing the ball once. We know we can pass the ball, and you can do this with a run here, man. A big touchdown run by Tony Phone Bone in this ball game. Tony Phone Bone, and here is the extra point. Up and good. And this ball game is tied up 28-28 here in the Hillbilly Football Conference. Bozo's Pep Pills wild card game. 31 rushing yards on that drive.
The Hillbilly Football Conference wild card game brought to you by Bozo's Pep Pills.
Every day it seems like you need more and more. You need energy, and you need it now. Bozo's Pep Pills is the thing to take. I'm Chad Eager. I'm the owner, developer, and the chemist behind Bozo's Pep Pills. I know you heard some commentary earlier on that I had a lab in my parents' house in my bedroom when I was a kid. Okay, yes, I did. I grant you all of that. Does that mean that Bozo's Pep Pills don't work good? No, it doesn't. Try for yourself. Try a handful of Bozo's Pep Pills today. We always say, before you leave the house, get a handful of Bozo. Nothing more need be said. A handful of Bozo, and you're on your way.
One handful of Bozo, and you're on your way.
Dad, where's Bozo going?
The jokes, man.
I like Bozo. Yes, I do. I'm Brett Morrison. You ain't too. When I take a handful of Bozo is my middle name. My middle name.
You rhyme like you call a regular football game. Like you got your tongue shoved up someone's...
Bozo. 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 Bozo.
Tony Phonebone had 7 rushing yards in the regular season. He just scored 1 here in the postseason, his first ever postseason play, and it is a 28-28 tie. Tampa coming from behind each and every time here against the L.A. Tan. What a ball game. 2:29 to go here in this ball game from Bunkley Field, a wild card here of the Hillbilly Football Conference. These teams are looking to advance, one of them against Portland next week. Here is the run back on the kickoff. That is Westcott Cork for the L.A. Tan. And he brings it up to the 24-yard line. Tackle made there by Mac Jupiter. So the L.A. Tan now at bat.
Now we got a quarterback in here who is used to throwing touchdown passes, but he's up against a defensive football team that might give him a little bit of a hard time here in the late going.
2:25 to go. Here's the give to Thornton Clueless, and Clueless with the run all the way up to the 34-yard line, 137 yet. Boy, if they're going to give him a hard time, they better start.
9.1 yards per carry. That's unbelievable.
9.1 yards per carry for Thornton Clueless.
Well, Tampa's going to have to dig in.
No kidding. Second down and inches. The ball at the 34-yard line. I formation back to pass is Hunter. Who? He's sacked at the 29-yard line. Nope. Not sacked. Incomplete pass.
Yeah, almost got him sacked there, but the ball got away. He was intended for, or he's looking to go to his tight end there, Butch Kissett, who is coming across the middle. But the pressure put on him there by Deacon Beacon. Also, Aloysius coming up the middle.
Third down and inches for the L.A. 10. And the ball at the 34-yard line. Back to pass is Hunter, who he throws over the middle. Completes the pass to the 44-yard line. That's Butch Kissett. He's in Tampa territory. Boy, oh, boy. Time and again in this football game, by both teams, but especially L.A., on a third down play, whether it's inches, whether it's long, they keep grabbing those first downs. I bet you Tampa, if they lose this football game, they'll want to burn the game film just based on that.
Those third down and longs are really the bread and butter of a football team like the L.A. Tan, because they can hurt you so many different ways.
3 touchdowns, 2 interceptions thrown here by Hunter Hu. He only had 7 during the regular season, or he had 3 during the regular season, I think. To look back on that. Here's the give there to the running back, Thornton Clueless. No game, second down and 11. The ball at the 49-yard line. 4 wide receivers, 2 on the near side, 2 on the far side. Who looking downfield? Who throwing to the near sideline? It's caught and out of bounds at the 45-yard line, short of the first down.
Everybody covered on that play except the fullback Showboat, who got up to that 45-yard line stripe. They are in Tampa territory, third down, and about 5 to go.
They are 4 of 5 on third down conversions. Speaking of double R, Larry, split backs in the backfield, 2 wide receivers on the near side. Tampa with 4 down linemen. The L.A. Tan, Hunter Hu looking to pass the ball. Hu looking downfield. Hu throwing deep downfield into the end zone. It is in and out of the hands of the intended receiver. 2 wide receivers in the area. Slutvey was one of them.
One of the receivers, Slutvey, he had 3 guys on him there. He had Galagui, and he had Bang Madison and one other, and then there was Antron Dogg, who was single covered by Uga.
Well, the ball was going to the receiver closer to the quarterback, right at the goal line to Slutvey, but it was incomplete. It would have been a hell of a catch, I'm telling you. Just too many defenders back there. In comes GB, the punter. It is a high and very, very good kick. A fair catch called for, but it might be going into the end zone. No, it bounced down to the 11-yard line. Good kick by the L.A. punter, GB.
And that brings up a first down for Tampa. When we come back here, it is L.A. 28, Tampa 28 here on the Hillbilly Football Conference Bozo Pep Pill Wild Card Game. God damn, I feel good. I took a handful of Bozo. I can't stop dancing.
Jack, now come on, slow down.
Oh, I love it. Bozo's Pep Pills has made me take dance lessons really seriously now. And I know Teresa's going to be... look at me, just...
Jack, please, come on, calm down, sit down. Jack, you're going to have a heart attack, man.
Get off of me.
Get off of me.
Bozo's Pep Pills. If you want to dance, who's going to stop you, right?
Bozo! Yeah! Come on! Come on!
Jack, come on. God damn you, Eager. Damn you to hell.
Bozo's Pep Pills. Now in the handy carrying case.
First down of the 11-yard line for the Tampa Gator Bait. They're in the shotgun formation. A minute 32 to go. They stopped the L.A. Tana that last drive on a desperation pass from Hunter, who to the end zone to Sleppy. Here's the pass to the far sideline, complete at the 15-yard line, well shy of the first down, maybe about the 2-yard pickup, as the pass went over to the O.D. Bulbus, and it was Isaac Sapp on the tackle.
Well, they're going to have to find a wide receiver at least somewhere in the first down territory.
Throw that ball into the short flat, though. You got to get it close to that first down marker. Two wide receiver to the near side. Standing in the pocket is Gazuga. Incomplete pass. Boy, had two wide receivers over there, but they both ran into a defensive trouble around the 30-yard line. Gazuga back to the 15-yard line and threw the ball in the short flat on the right side. He had Sockmaker and he had Bulbus over there, but it was Machiavelli and Hamhack both on the coverage. Third down and five, the ball at the 16-yard line. They have an eye formation, two wide receivers to the near side. Here is a play fake by Gazuga. He looks downfield. He's got time to throw the ball down the far sideline. Incomplete pass at the 40-yard line. Nope, first down.
I don't believe it.
Poot Peterby catches the ball there at the 42-yard line.
Wow, man, let's see that again.
Oh, it was caught by Poot Peterby around a 43-yard line. He had there was coverage, but he had 1 foot in. It's a first down for Tampa. The ball across the 40 and the 43-yard line. They've got a single back, a tight end of the slot on the near side. Back to pass is Gazuga again. He's got time to throw the ball. He throws the ball to the near side. Here it is, in and out of the hands there, number 81. Anthony Sockmaker with Feature Stevens on the coverage. The ball was thrown around the 30-yard line. Single coverage over there, but I'll tell you what, Feature Stevens doing a job here today.
Feature Stevens, I think he's defended a number of passes. I think he's only really allowed one catch.
Two wide receivers on the near side. Now the running back goes in motion out of the right side with just the fullback back to passes. Gazuga throws the wide receiver. There is the running back, and that is Phone Bone, and it is complete for a first down short of the 35-yard line. If he hadn't gone out of bounds, there was nobody there.
I'm going to say that, Jack. That guy, Tony Phone Bone, wide open over there, not a defender around him. And he had to turn and go out of bounds to catch the ball.
Ball at the 32-yard line by the Tampa Gator Bait, and a great pass play there by Phil Gazuga. That running back was wide open over there. Tight end here to the near side. Wide receiver to the near side. There's the give to Tony Phone Bone across the 30. He's down to the 26-yard line. And now Tampa takes a timeout with 51 seconds left. 87 rushing yards for Phone Bone. Over 150, I think, for Thorns and Clueless. Who knows who they hero of the ballgame is going to be when it comes to the running backs. I can tell you this right now. If the Tampa Gator Bait win this ball game, Phil Gazuga's got a lot of credit coming his way. Here's the gift to Phone Bone across the 25, and another timeout called by Tampa as Phone Bone gets close to a first down, but not quite.
Leading the blocking over there is Lowry Fudge. Lowry Fudge is an unsung hero in this ball game too, but I would disagree slightly, Jack. I think that Terry Phone Bone has been an amazing, amazing performer today, as has O.D. Bulbus.
Here is the give now to Fudge, the fullback, and it's short of the first down. That's the second time. No, that was, excuse me, Phone Bone.
Yeah, they lined Phone Bone up on the left side out of that split back. It looked like they might want to give it to that fullback.
Well, they gave it to the fullback one other time, was not able to make the first down. Here comes Buck Pissant for a 43-yarder with 46 seconds left. And if you think that that's enough time to win this game, you're wrong. The ball is down by Pissant. The kick is up. It looks like it's down the pipe, and it is good. Tampa 31, L.A. 28 with 43 seconds to go in this ball game, in this Hillbilly Football Conference Bozo's Pep Pills football game. We're going to keep it here for the duration of the ball game because I've had about enough of Bozo. In fact, in that last commercial indicated, I almost had a heart attack taking Bozo pill after Bozo pill.
You had to restrain him.
Yeah, we did have to restrain Jack. Cause doing an Irish jig.
What are you talking about?
Get out of here, Eager, will you? Here is the ball bounding out of bounds. Out of bounds, and that's a penalty on Tampa. That is a procedure penalty. Is bitch Pissant
Buck Pissant, I should say, kicked it out of bounds, and Ellie's got the ball at the 40.
Man, that is such a small-time mistake, especially in a playoff game. You can't do that. That's a procedure penalty.
First and 10 for Ellie, now with the ball at the 40-yard line. Two wide receivers to the near side, offset eye formation. Back to passes, Hunter Hu. He throws to the near sideline, down a field to the 35, 25-yard line, incomplete pass. It was intended there for Westcott Cork.
Boy, it's a big-time defense there by Heo Uga, helping to break up that pass play.
Second down at 10 at the 40-yard line for the L.A. 10. A three-point Tampa lead. This would be a big upset if Tampa holds on here. They got beat by 29 points the first time these two teams played. But in the interim, a nine-game winning streak by Tampa. Throwing the ball short. Incomplete pass. Throwing it to the short flat was Hunter Hu. It was intended for Antron Dog, but there was Heo Uga there stepping in front of it, breaking it up. And that brings up now a third down and 10 on the road here at Monkey Field in Los Angeles. The Tampa Gator Bait looking to go on the road again next week, that time to Blitherton. And they have beaten the Portland Logs. Here is Hunter Hu, back to pass, looking downfield, rolling right, throwing right, completes the pass at the 36-yard line. First down for L.A., timeout L.A., and now Hunter Hu down injured.
Hunter Hu's down, man. Hunter Hu got leveled by Emmett Otter. He's hanging onto his right arm on the play. But not before he completes the pass there to Butch Kissett, 35-yard line, first down.
So the quarterback is Rory Doodle, 6'5", 221 from Washington, number two, bringing the L.A. 10 up to the line of scrimmage, 36-yard line, first and 10. Rory Doodle, his first action in this ballgame since midseason when he came in against Miami. Now it's Thornton Clueless out in motion to the left side. The give is to the fullback, Showboat. Showboat across the 30, the 29-yard line. In the hurry, up they go. Doodle bringing the team to the line of scrimmage. Doodle calling signal, second and three, and he spikes the ball.
A good spike by Rory Doodle. 18 seconds remaining.
18 seconds left. Obviously, they've got the kicker, Paul Puckerford. That would force overtime, but I'm sure they would love to get themselves a touchdown. Hunter Hu is out for the game now.
Got a broken collarbone.
Yeah, they called a broken collarbone. Here's the give there. There's the give to the fullback, and it is a fourth down. And so in comes Puckerford to try this field goal. Big kick, biggest kick of the season for Puckerford to send this thing into OT. As Hunter Hu is out with an injury, they've named the player of the game already, Odie Bulbus, who I think we mentioned. Now there is a timeout called on the field, the last timeout called by the Tampa Gator Bait. Puckerford's longest of the season is a 50-yarder. This is a 47-yarder. A 47-yarder. And now another timeout. This one called by L.A.
Well, it's some kind of a game.
Well, I'll tell you, they say the good ones, man, you can't freeze them. They try to freeze these kickers. They can't be frozen, man. The ball's at the 29-yard line. That'll be kicking 7 yards back to the 36-yard line. 46, 47-yard kick. Left-footed kicker is Puckerford. The kick is up. The kick is heading right down the pipe. It's drifting left. It's no good. No good with a second left. Tampa has upset L.A. here in this wild card game for Bozo's Pep Pills. God, it would be fitting for me to have a heart attack in this ball game, but I frankly couldn't give a shit who wins this game because the Lions aren't in it.
Well, I agree with that, but it's been one hell of a game as they kneel on the ball and the Tampa Gator Bait victorious 31-28.
Next week, we'll have Tampa and Portland, Utah and Miami in the divisional playoffs. This is Jack I. Gagner for Larry McKinney and Brett Morrison saying so long, everybody, here from L.A.
The Hillbilly Football Conference Bozo's Pep Pills Wildcard Game. Brought to you by Bozo's Pep Pills. Grab a handful of Bozo, even if it kills you.
This is Jack I. Gagner. I was only kidding about having a heart attack out on the dance floor. Although I was sweating, I felt fantastic. I had no chest pains. But Brett Morrison and Larry McKinney, a couple of pussies, dragged me off the dance floor before I could really get my, you know, really get my mojo going, huh? Get my swerve on.
Bozo's Pep Pills, a proud sponsor of Hillbilly Football League playoff action. Join us next week as Bozo's Pep Pills presents the Tampa Gator Bait and the Portland Logs live from Blitherton Field and the Utah Flaming Cavalry going up against the Miami Raging Palm Tree. This is Irving Farquhar speaking.
listening to Wang, W-A-N-G, in Milwaukee. I'm Keith Cecil Myers.